We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's April 1st. It is 2024. We have a 7-game MLB slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Joined today, as always, by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. It's Monday. It's Chief and Stevie. What's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, brother. I'm pretty excited about this particular show, Stevie, because as we talked about, we've got some NASCAR going in the background. Had a night race this week, and I'm doing terrible because I didn't listen to what Stevie wrote up completely, and I decided to make some tweaks, and I've tweaked myself probably out of tons of profits. So that's on me, but coming into baseball, man, nice little 7-game slate. I kind of like 7-gamers, Stevie, because I can really, you know, have a nice pool of players, and we'll figure out this pitching, because, man, is it it's kind of a rough pitching slate here as we're getting down to the end of the rotations.
Yeah, the pitching on the slate is interesting. I have some interesting names to talk about here on today's podcast for pitching. So can't wait to get into breaking down this one. Like you said, I like this like 7-game slate that we have, and hopefully nice way to get back in. And you know, if you're a new listener, I don't play MLB DFS on the weekends, just like I don't with NBA. I strictly focus on NASCAR. So love to get back in the swing of things here on Sunday night. What's up, YouTube? Hope you're having a fantastic Sunday night, Easter Sunday. Hope you had a great Easter Sunday. And let's talk some baseball. We get started here with Detroit at New York. I forgot to write down the lines. I'll look it up really quick. So I'm watching the NASCAR race, and I'm trying not to be distracted by that, but I completely just forgot to write down the lines for these games. So this game's at a 7.5, and the Mets are a 126 favorite. All right, Will. Olson here first. Reese Olson pitching for Detroit today. Any interest here?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, you have to one mute mic already. Overhit super early.
I got it out of the way so that way people could not have to sweat their wages. listen, man, I actually think Reese Olsen may be okay down the stretch here, Stevie. And I'm saying that, but he's actually one of the better pitchers on this slate. He's just facing the Mets, and I don't really want to target the Mets, but Reese Olsen might be a necessary evil. He could pick up 14, 15 fantasy points. That might be enough today. Originally, I thought I was going to be out on Olsen. I do have a guy that I like better than Olsen. Maybe two guys, but I think I'm going to have to play him and pray.
Yeah, I think Olsen's okay. You know, just in general in this spot, I think he's like a fine option. I don't know, like, if he is like a lock by any means, but I think he's a fine option. The problem here is like, the Mets, they don't strike out a ton. So you're obviously a little concerned about like the strikeouts in general. But yeah, I mean, overall, I think this is an okay spot for him. He has decent strikeout stuff. This is a good pitcher's ballpark. There's a lot more strikeouts in the Mets like lineup this year, like just in general. Like, look at the bottom of the order. We got Marte, Sterling Marte, DJ Stewart, Beatty, Alvarez. Like, we're upping that like strikeout rate from like 18-19% against righties to like 22-ish%. So yeah, I mean, sorry, I'm so distracted that Kyle Larson beat Martin Truex Jr. off pit road. So yeah, I mean, overall, I think that this is a really good spot to take some tournament shots. I don't think he's a cash game pick, but I mean, honestly, like, this is probably not the best slate to play cash games anyway. Cause I mean, do you feel comfortable recommending two cash game pitchers today? I don't. So, other side of this one, let's talk Sean Manaea here. Sean Manaea, I think this change for him is huge. Like, you know, this is a guy with the Giants last year that kind of came in after like three innings and, you know, pitched that like long bulk reliever type role. We hate that, right? We hated that. We had no idea when to expect it, when not to expect it. When is he going to pitch deep? When is he not going to pitch deep? It was so hard to judge how to pick when to play Sean Manaea. I actually like Sean Manaea. He threw 80 pitches in his last outing in spring training. Detroit has a better lineup overall this year, but I still think they're going to struggle a little bit just in general. If they leave these lefties in there, they're going to, you know, definitely have some righties in there. But I like this spot quite a bit here for Sean Manaea. He's one of my favorite pitchers on the slate.
Yeah, Steven, that scares me because...
Oh, it is scary.
That feels like everybody's going to play him because guess what? He's one of my favorite pitchers on this slate. That should tell you all you need to know about it. And you know me, man. I'm an avid tracker of spring training from start to finish. Like, I don't just pick up in the middle. I start and I watch these guys and try to track their progress. But I actually had a really good spring training overall, Stevie. Like, you know, he never really got punched in the face too much, and definitely is ready to take on the workloads, which is something you mentioned, which, you know, getting up to 80 pitches. But that'd be Stevie. He can handle 90 pitches in this game. To 95 pitches if it comes to it. So I think he's one of the better options. A matchup with Detroit for your first start in a Mets uniform, you can't ask for much better than that, maybe outside of the Twins. So I like him a ton, Steve. He's one of my favorites. I'm going to be very overexposed to Manaea, and I hope the field does not take that stance. I just think they are because I do think he's in one of the better spots and has a good shot at a nice outing.
Yeah, again, I like the spot overall for him. He's definitely someone we didn't have a ton of strikeout props up yet when I was looking earlier, but this is going to be a guy that I'm definitely going to be hoping that comes in at like 4.5 and see if it's like a potential to get there or not. But all right, let's talk bats. Anything here on the Detroit side that you like?
I mean, Stevie, Detroit's okay. I'm never going to tell you to not play Javi Baez against a lefty. You know, maybe even Jake Rogers, but like generally speaking, I'm not avidly looking to target the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't have a ton of interest here. I will say, like, Torkelson is always someone that I like playing against left-handed pitching. So Torkelson, 300 ISO last season against lefties. So him, I think he's very interesting in this spot. And then Mark Canha is always someone that I like to take a shot on. I mean, Jake Rogers, I think, is cheap enough if you want to do like a little three-man righty power stack here for Detroit. And like maybe Manaea is just not locating his pitches very well. So I think that's what you could potentially do with Detroit. But hate the ballpark. You know, this is one of the reasons that we like these pitchers. The Mets side of this game, I mean, you would think Olson, you'd want to target a little bit of lefties against him if you're going to take some bats here. So like Nimmo batting leadoff, Lindor, DJ Stewart for just power upside. But again, hate the ballpark. I mean, the ballpark more than anything else in this spot.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you 100%. I'm with you on the lefties. I do like Nimmo. Lindor, 5,100. Maybe that's okay. I think there's some other bigger spins that we could take a look at on this slate. We do have, you know, Brett Beatty, who maybe, you know, you're stuck at third base and have a last guy at 3,100. I don't hate it, but generally speaking, I'm not thrilled about this game outside of the pitch.
All right. Moving on. We got Toronto at Houston. In this one, it is Bowden Francis against Ronel Blanco. Yeah, those are two major league pitchers facing off against each other. We got a 9 total in this game, Chief. The Astros, a 148 favorite. So let's go to Bowden Francis first here. Any interest here in him?
Oh, man, Stevie, not against Houston. I can't do it. You know, and his spring training was okay, but he's got to prove it to me. I'm not targeting him against Houston. No way.
Yeah, I have no interest here. I think the Houston bats are some of the top bats on the slate today. So I'm out on him. And then, honestly, I don't think I have a ton of interest in Blanco either, unless you tell me why I should. I don't see a reason to really have interest in him in this spot either.
I'm going to play Blanco today because he had a really nice spring training. He's 6,500. And I hate his pitching slate. So it's not that I think he's elite, but I think he's got enough strikeout upside. If Toronto somehow is just not hitting today, Stevie, he could pick up 5 to 6 strikeouts in 4 to 5 innings. So that's what this play is for me. A guy that has some strikeout upside, had a pretty good spring training for what I feel like his skill set is. But, you know, once again, this is tournament stuff. I wouldn't play him in 3-entry max or single entry. If I'm getting a 20-entry max, I'll have some Blanco. And I'm going to play 150. So I'll probably be well over the field on Blanco, where he probably only will come in, 8 to 10%. Maybe that might be a stretch, Stevie. Even on this bad pitching slate, I'm probably going to be somewhere in the 15 to 20% range. But I do like Blanco today for mass multi-entry, not single entry or cash or anything like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't always have to agree. I just don't have a ton of interest. You know, last year, from what we saw from Blanco, gave up a lot of hard contact. There's not a ton of strikeouts in this lineup in general. So, yeah, I mean, for me, not overly interested. So I'm going to pass, and I have interest in these Toronto bats. I mean, Springer, Vlad, Bichette, Varsho, Justin Turner had a really good Sunday. I saw that.
Yeah, he really did. Oof.
So that's good to see. What are your thoughts here on the Toronto Bats?
Listen, don't let it fool you, Steve. We're going full-blown MLB here. I absolutely will be playing Toronto Stack today. I'm also going to play Blanco. But, yeah, Toronto, this is a good spot, man. Yeah, you mentioned it. It's something I was going to mention, talking about the Bats. A guy that gave up a ton of hard contact. You know, Varsho at 3,600, as much as I like Blanco today at 3,600, I really like him. He's a guy that had a pretty good spring training. We've got Vlad also. Please, Vlad, just don't hit the ball on the ground too much today. I'd rather Vlad strike out and get ground ball out. Don't single me to death here, right? Like, tell me something good. So I will be playing Vlad. I'll play some Turner, obviously, as well. And, you know, we've got Alejandro Kirk as well. Toronto's pretty reasonable in terms of pricing, so I really like this team. But if I had to choose one bat, I think Varsho's my favorite at 3,600. I feel like he's got the power, the speed, and the price.
All right, let's go to the Houston bats here. What do you like for Houston?
Yeah, love Houston. This is one of my favorite stacks of the day, Steve. I'm stacking this team up. Alvarez, Tucker. There's anybody that's in on this team, Steve, that I won't be playing today. Like, all the way through the 9-hole, I'm going to have tons of exposure, and hopefully that materializes. But one of my favorite teams on the day, stacking them top to bottom.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Like I said, this is my favorite stack. I mean, Francis has some strikeout ability, so don't get me wrong. But, I mean, he's a fly ball tendency pitcher that gives up a lot of hard contact. Like, he is the perfect like pitcher to stack against in large field tournaments, because those are what we're looking for. We're trying to get home runs. We're trying to get home runs in bunches. I mean, so I love the Astros today. I think this is a great spot. They're not a high strikeout team, so like even facing a strikeout pitcher, you know, I think that could be something. So yeah, I think overall, I think this is a good spot to attack these Houston bats. Yankees at Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks. Luis Gill against Ryan Nelson here. Nelson, we'll talk about him in a second, but he was another guy that kind of impressed a little bit here in spring training. This game is currently sitting at 10. Yeah, 10 total here. And the Yankees are a 125 favorite. Any interest here in Gill?
I'm actually shocked they're favorite. They're giving a lot of respect to Gill here, because I actually think that the Arizona Diamondbacks offense, Steve, is just as comparable as the Yankees. And Gill did have – he was another one of these fringe pitchers, Stevie, that had a good spring training. I mean, he pretty much came in and mowed down every team. I don't see that against Toronto. I'll probably have a sprinkle of Gill just because – it's more so the nature of the slate, Stevie. This slate is really rough for pitching. There are guys at the top of this pitching slate that I may not play, and I may sprinkle in some of these cheap guys. So Gill at 7,200. My head wants to play him. My heart says no. I think I let him sit. I thought I was going to play him, but I can't do it against Arizona, man. They've been so good.
They have been good. This dude has big strikeout stuff. So on a slate that we're just lacking overall ceiling, I feel like the matchup's awful. Arizona was one of the best teams in baseball last season against right-handed pitching, and I mean they definitely are setting up to be a top tier team against right-handed pitching again this season. With that said, though, I feel like we don't have a lot of strong pitchers.
Yeah.
I think this is a spot I might roll the dice a little bit.
I have a sprinkle. You sold me.
Yeah, like I feel like he's even a guy that I might even push into like my three entry max build today on like one of three teams, because, and I like the Arizona bats. We're going to talk about them in a second as well. But I think I'm attacking the strikeout ceiling here from Gill, and like he's not a guy that they have a lot of data on either, so like that's even better. But this dude was dominant in spring. Yeah. So I don't mind it here. Going to the other side, Nelson pitched really well in spring. Talked about that. Any interest here in Nelson against the Yankees?
Yeah, I'm okay with Nelson too, Stevie. That's what I'm saying. This slate is so rough. Like, you might have to play some of these weird guys. Nelson makes the cut for me for sure at home.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know if I want to trust it. Like, I think Nelson has upside, and I think that he has talent. Just this guy was awful last year. You know, he was just a guy that we didn't necessarily love to play in general.
See,
I don't know, man.
Here's my issue. I'm not actually playing anybody for 20 fantasy points today at pitcher. I'm hoping to get like 15 mats from any combination that I have, and I'm hoping the bats pull me the other way. Realistically, Stephen, there's probably going to be a pitcher on this link that gets 20. We just don't know who it is. I don't. But I'm realistically playing for about 15 points today, so I'm just rolling the dice with a couple of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have some names that I'd like on this slate as far as like getting 20 plus. They're all boom bust plays. I have more interest in the Yankees bats than I have in Nelson. I think the Yankees are a top end stack today. Nelson is a guy that just struggled at both sides of the plate. I know he had a good spring, but I in my head, I want to think that's just noise here for Nelson. And I'm going to be stacking up the Yankees on the road in Arizona. When we look at the slate too, like, you're guaranteed the ninth and they're on the road in Arizona. Great hitters ballpark. It just seems like a great spot to attack the Yankees today.
Yeah, for sure. I don't hate that at all. I mean, Juan Soto has been, he's come out the gate playing really well, Stevie. So I like him. I mean, really, all these Yankees. You got Wells at 3,500, the catcher. Like, he's a guy you can take a shot on. Rizzo, 4,200. Torres at 4,700. I mean, the Yankees are mostly really well-priced. You know, Cabrera's at 3,100. I know all these guys have varying lineup spots. So the batting order is varying for these guys. But still, I'm with you. Like, this is the slate, Stevie, where even if I play a pitcher outside of a couple of them, like, I'm probably not going to play any Detroit bats outside of like one-offs for what it's like I said, maybe Baez, maybe Roger, something like that. But generally speaking, I'm not afraid to attack any pitcher on this slate that I'm playing. So I'm with you. I will be having some Yankees as well.
Yeah. Just again, I feel like it's a really good spot when you're considering on the road and you're considering the matchup and everything. So I just think that, overall, this is a spot that I'll likely end up overweight on. Other side, Arizona. Again, like, Gil had some big strikeout stuff, but, I mean, Arizona is still one of the best teams in baseball against right-handed pitching. What are your thoughts here on Arizona?
As an aside, has there been a hitter more hot right now than Lourdes Gurriel? I mean, he just come out of the season raking, Steve. I mean, yesterday had another huge day. I'm not sure how he did today, but I know on Saturday, man, he torched the slate yet again. Excuse me. But anyway, even though we're going to be playing Gil, I'm definitely going to play Arizona. Corbin Carroll might not be, you know, raking yet, but he'll come around at 5,800. I am. And Ketel Marte's had a really strong start to the season so far. You know, a few days in, I like him as well. I like Arizona in general, man. They got enough salary distribution to make it work. They got a couple 5K guys, some 3K guys. And if you're stacking this team, you know, you should be good. We should get Jock Jams as well today, Stevie, at 4,400 facing a righty. So I think we're good there, and it should be fun.
All right, if you're watching the show and you want to sweat, I just grabbed Denny Hamlin live for plus 800. He has fresher tires, and he is currently running Truex down by like two or three tenths per lap. And if my math is right, he should get there with about four laps to go if he can get around Joey Logano. So there you go. If you want to have some fun with us live, I bet Denny live. All right. So anyway, always I get so distracted watching racing anyway. And we don't typically do Sunday night podcasts where there's a race going. Usually night races are on Saturday nights. But anyway, moving on. We got Boston at Oakland. My Red Sox facing Oakland in this one. We have Tanner Houck against Joe Boyle. 8 total in this one. The Red Sox, a 138 favorite. All right, well, let's talk pitching in this one. Tanner Houck is a guy that I actually think has 20-plus point upside on this slate. For some reason, the Red Sox pitching has just been – they were really good in the spring, and they've followed that up with just pitching really well to start the season. And Houck was really good in the spring. Oakland is not the team you're, like, worried about with a ton of power. We'll talk about some of these lefties that we could potentially place, but – I don't know if they have enough left-handed power for me not to have interest in Tanner Houck on a slate like this.
Yeah, you're right, Stevie. I like Tanner Houck. I'm in on him. He's another one of my favorites. Him and Manaea are probably at the top of the list. Like, I'm not as into, and I know we haven't gotten there yet, I'm actually not as into McKenzie at the top of this list. So Houck definitely fits the bill for me, Stevie. You mentioned 20. I'm with you. I trust Houck to get close to 20 or close enough. So, I like him against Oakland here. You're right. I mean, there were a couple of teams that I watched in spring training that had really good spring trainings, like for their pitching staff. Boston was definitely one of them. Believe it or not, in terms of strikeout upside, Washington, the Nationals, had a lot of strikeouts. Now, a couple of guys are still getting shelled, but that's okay. For props, that's going to work out just fine. So, Boston definitely made the list, even though their offense doesn't look great on paper. They've actually kind of – I think they're going to be okay if they can make sure all the guys stay healthy. So, at any rate, I do like Tanner Houck. He's definitely one of the top options against Oakland today.
Other side of this game, any interest here in Joe Boyle against the Red Sox?
Man, Boyle started out hot, Stevie, and at 7,500, I feel like I'm playing too many pitchers today because of the unknown, but I think he's going to make my list, Stevie, at 7,500, but this is just more of a slate price play than anything else.
Yeah, so for me here, I feel like there is strikeout ability and upside with this guy, but I mean, he walks a ton of people, so he has control issues. I hate to say this, but like, it just kind of depends on who the umpire is, what kind of day you're getting him on. If his control is really good in this spot, I feel like, you know, he has the upside to pitch well. I mean, it's just a control thing for me. There are a lot more strikeouts in this Red Sox lineup this year. Overall, I don't think the Red Sox are great. What are your thoughts when it comes to Joe Boyle? What are your thoughts on the Red Sox bats? Sorry.
Yeah, all good. All good. No problem at all. I'm okay with the Red Sox, Steve. I mean, you know, like I said, they got an interesting team here. I don't mind Yoshida. I don't mind Duran. I don't mind O'Neal. Excuse me. Devers came back, so I don't mind him. One of the better hitters. I think they're fine, Steve. I don't like the Oakland ballpark for what it's worth. But, you know, on this slate, you know, Boston's a team that they could absolutely get to Boyle today. So I think Boston's more of a mini stack team for me than a full stack for what it's worth.
I mean, overall for me, I think when I'm looking at the Red Sox in this spot, it's like Devers, Cassis, maybe Durant. Like they're more of like a mini like three-man stack, I think, for me today than like a full-on I want to, you know, stack them every which way kind of stack. So I don't necessarily mind them in this spot, but they're not my favorite, like, full stack. I could see myself getting a little exposure to them in this spot. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. And then Let's talk about the Oakland bats. Tanner Houch, when he does struggle, it's lefties. You know, that is his biggest thing that we saw last year, is like he was really strong against righties, but when he struggled, it was lefties. What are your thoughts here on the Oakland bats?
I'm not playing anybody from Oakland this year. That's going to be the team I take a stand on. I'm going full fade here. And if they beat up on Tanner today, I just lose, but full fade.
Sorry, I'm so distracted by the end of this race. It's like it's shaping up to be like a really good last five laps, and like I am uber distracted. And I like Chris Buescher just lost a spot, and I really needed him to just get like his top 10. That was one of my favorite bets this week early in the week, and he ran top 10 the whole race, and he's going to finish 11th. So I'm a little tilted on that. Yeah, I mean, for me on the Oakland bats, Blade, Brown. I think that's kind of it. Maybe just one-offs here, some of these lefties, if they draw good lineup spots. It'd be interesting to see if they bat Ruiz leadoff against the righty or not. I think that helps Tanner Houch quite a bit if he does bat leadoff in this spot. So, all right, moving on. We got Cleveland at Seattle. McKenzie against Hancock in this one. 7.5 total. Pretty much a straight pick'em game. McKenzie's Cleveland's a straight, like slight favorite in this one. Any interest here in Tristan McKenzie?
Stevie, I want to play him. I actually think
Gosh, caution with two laps to go. My gosh. Kyle Larson spun.
Oh wow.
Anyway. You can keep going.
I think McKenzie would be okay, but I got to cut the fat somewhere, Stevie. I think I'm going to fade him today, and I'm not fading him because I think he's bad. I'm fading him because I think I can get his type of production from other guys. I'm hitting the X button on the most expensive pitcher on the slate.
I did say that there was a lot of potential on this podcast. We were talking about it Friday when you and I did the podcast. There's a lot of potential for like tilting, and I'm a little tilted right now, Will. I'm a little tilted. I'll be okay.
Listen, don't feel bad. Flaherty cost me 25x today. I expected him to only go five innings, and he just had a masterclass. Like, quick innings, three up, three down. I said, come on, man. And he was the last leg, too, Stevie. Last leg. I know that's not helping you. I know it's only, you know.
I mean, it potentially opens up the Buescher getting back in the top 10, because even with only two laps in the shootout here, I feel like all 15 drivers in the top 15 will pit because of how fast the tires fall off. But, all right. All right. I am very tilted. I am moving on. I had a really good team going on FanDuel, and it was going to save my weekend. And now I just feel like that team's going to crash and burn. But all right. Taking a deep breath, refocusing. Sorry, chat. Yeah, everybody's going to pit. So, dude, I've completely McKenzie. All right. McKenzie for me. He's not my favorite pitcher in the world, just in general. Like, he's a guy, he came late to camp. He got a late start to camp. Big strikeout stuff against right-handed hitters. So it's somewhat appealing if you think about, like, the Seattle lineup. They don't have a ton of lefties in this lineup. I mean, they added Riley from Tampa and Polanco. I don't know, man. Depending on the lineup. So if like Tristan McKenzie gets like six righties, I think I could roll the dice on him. Denny Hamlin wins the race off pit road. Our plus 800 is very live to win our live bet there. So yeah, I mean, overall, if McKenzie gets a very right-handed lineup, I think that he is okay. Emerson Hancock on the other side of this game. he's a very low strikeout guy. He's not a big strikeout guy. He doesn't have a ton of strikeout stuff. I really worry about him facing a really solid contact team in Cleveland. If you look up and down this lineup, they don't strike out. Kwan's going to put the ball in play. Ramirez is going to put the ball in play. Will Brennan's going to put the ball in play. Josh Naylor has power. I think this is a really bad spot for Emerson Hancock here.
Yeah, I'm not playing Hancock at all, Stevie. Zero Hancock will I be playing.
Man. All right, let's talk bats. We don't love the ballpark here, Will, but it's a 7-game slate. The hitters are kind of all over the place for me on this slate. Do we like some Cleveland bats here? I think Cleveland is a team that I think I'm going to target today.
Yeah, for sure. Playing Kwan, definitely playing Ramirez, probably getting some Laureano. Like, listen, this is an interesting team. So, like you talked about, ballpark isn't great, but generally speaking, like, we like Cleveland as a team for low strikeouts. And so if we can get – now, listen, they don't have the most power in the world. I'm not saying that. But if we could just get this team to kind of put the ball in play some, we could be looking at a nice little stack here today, Steve, because, you know, the stacks are – let's call them interesting. I think there will be some high upside ones. Like, we like Houston, and you talked about the Yankees. You talked about Arizona if Gillett is struggling. But I do like Cleveland here, so – all these guys are in play for me.
I mean, you don't necessarily love the overall upside of some of these guys, but I feel like it's just one of those spots where they're going to make a lot of contact here. Seattle. Let's talk Seattle bats. I mean, I like lefties against McKenzie, and that's kind of the problem, right? They don't have a ton of, like, left-handed power. Is there anything that you like here on the Seattle side?
Well, I mean, we're getting Cal Raleigh at 4,200. I don't hate him. And I know J.P. Crawford, you know, he's a guy that bats lefty, but he's not a power guy at all. I'm not really rushing the roster, Seattle. I think you can play Julio, Stevie, just because he's got power. And, like, you could probably play him in any matchup. And on a small slate, he's probably a really good one-off, excuse me. But generally speaking, I'm not targeting Seattle for stats.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're playing Seattle, I think that's how you have to play them, though. I think you have to kind of stack them. St. Louis at San Diego. We got Kyle Gibson against Matt Waldron facing off against each other in this one here. This game is I didn't see a total. Oh, it's up now. 8 total pick'em game. All right. First side of this one, Kyle Gibson. What are your thoughts here on Gibson?
I'm not playing Gibson today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not playing Kyle Gibson either. He might be one of the worst pitchers on the entire slate, so I'm with you on him. No interest for me in Gibson. And honestly, the other side of this game, Waldron, I don't have any interest in Matt Waldron either. I don't think the Cardinals have, like, this amazing lineup by any means, but I don't think Waldron is a guy that gets going in this one.
Yep, not playing him either.
Let's talk bats. St. Louis here. What do you like for St. Louis?
Yeah, for sure, Steve. I actually love this game. I think we've got some interesting spots. I know we've got, you know, Goldie back under 5K, Arenado under 5K. Stevie, guess what? There is a single bat for the St. Louis Cardinals over 5K. Now, they haven't been great, don't get me wrong, but we're getting some really nice discounts here. Wilson Contreras, 3,800. Stevie, he's borderline on cheap catcher alert. Like, this is... these are really good prices on this team against a pitcher that's not spectacular. So I like the St. Louis side of this game. I like the Padres side of this game. I plan to stack this one for sure.
We hit our live bet, Will. For anybody that was listening to us live, and we got Hamlin at 8-1 live there, and we just hit it. So hopefully you hit that one.
Well, listen, I had Hamlin in my main team, but that probably still didn't help me.
Nah, I don't. He didn't do enough, like, DFS wise. But yeah, he won the race. So if you What's up, YouTube?
Yeah, why didn't I get in? Gosh, dude, I'm kicking myself.
Listen,
you have to remember, I forgot that I actually could have put that in because I haven't been able to put it in for like months and months. And I forgot that I would have been able to. Oh, so sad. Stevie just gave out the goods and I just screwed it all up.
All right. No more racing. It's done. I'm done being distracted. We were talking about the Cardinals bats, right? Against Waldron. I like the Cardinals bats quite a bit here. I think this is a really good spot for St. Louis. Waldron, he's just not a great pitcher, just in general here. So I think that this is a guy I want to attack, and I think that we should be attacking him in this spot. So, yeah, very, very interested in the Cardinals bats. Waldron, no real strikeout upside, Will. Gives up a ton of hard contact. Like, this is a back of the bullpen type of guy. What do you like for St. Louis?
Yeah, listen. You mean San Diego?
San Diego. I'm done being distracted. The NASCAR chat is going bonkers right now, and I'm trying to not get distracted by that now. I might actually have to like close out Discord until after the show.
Yeah, listen. I love the San Diego stacks. See, once again, I like this game in general. San Diego facing Gibson. And they've actually been playing okay to start the season. Now, they haven't scored like 12 runs or anything, but they've been putting up numbers. You're getting Tatis, you're getting Manny Machado, you're getting Cronenworth, like Xander Bogaerts. This team, Stevie Campusano at catcher, they've still got some really nice pieces here. So Jackson Merrill's been playing pretty well to start the season. So I like San Diego. San Diego's actually one of my top stacks of the day. We might hear them later on in this show, Stevie, for the morning grind game.
Yeah, their offense in general, just not my favorite offense in general, but I want to attack this spot and this pitcher more than anything else. So that's kind of where I'm at with St. Louis. And going to the other side, I want to attack Kyle Gibson too. Gibson just always a guy that I want to attack just in general. His strikeout stuff has just dropped so much over the last few years. His hard contact rate has been so high. And we know, like, there's a lot of power at the top half of this Padres lineup. What are your thoughts here on the Padres bats?
One of my favorite stacks. I love them, man. I plan to stack this team up big time, like the whole lineup.
So my team that was leading on FanDuel finished second, so I'm not overly tilted about that anymore. So that's good. But what an interesting way to end the race. All right, moving on. Final game. Hey, listen, I'm not distracted for the final. I'm not distracted for the final. Race of the year, or the last game of the slate. We got San Francisco at LA taking on the Dodgers. Keaton Wynn against James Paxton, 8.5 total. The Dodgers, a 220 favorite. Keaton Wynn first. Any interest here in Keaton Wynn?
No.
Yeah, so I looked into him a little bit. We saw him get moved from, you know, AA to AAA last year and ended up finishing the season. I think he ended up starting like 4 or 5 games for San Francisco. So looking at him, he has decent swinging strike stuff, but like it just hasn't generated into a lot of strikeouts. And we don't necessarily want to play right-handed pitching against Dodgers anyway. No. So I'm with you on him. The guy that I do have a ton of interest in today is James Paxton. He threw 80 pitches in his last bullpen or his last spring training outing 6 days ago. And I mean, how can we not have interest in him here? Like, I feel like you look at the Giants lineup and they're going to platoon quite a bit. And I definitely am going to talk about Soler, Chapman, and Flores. But if Paxton's on, he might have the highest like strikeout ceiling on the slate. So I'm just attacking Paxton for his strikeout upside here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man. I'm not going to be a broken record. I'm not going to repeat everything you said, Steve, but that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I will repeat this one thing. I do think Paxton, in a vacuum, has some of the highest strikeout upside if he gets going. And so as a result of 8,600, and it's something we've seen, Steve, so we don't think he has to build into it. It's kind of like Chris Sale. If he's healthy and he's on, the strikeouts will be there. When he's hurt, they're not going to be there. Same thing at Rodon, right? If he's healthy and he's on, the strikeouts will come. I think we see that from Paxton at 8,600. Once again, I think we're going to be hard-pressed to find pitchers that score 20 points. He's one that could get there. I'm in.
Yeah. Giants, bats. Again, I like this spot for Soler and Chapman and Flores. Yeah. So, like, non-Paxton teams, I'll Chapman is big-time power. Soler is one of the best lefty mashers in baseball. So, yeah, I mean, I have interest here just in general on some of these power righties.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you. I'm going to put a bone in with this. Soler, Chapman, those are for sure the top two. I don't hate Tom Murphy at 3,200 at catcher for what it's worth. But generally speaking, Soler and Chapman, man. And Chapman is ahead of Soler for me because of the price in third base. There's a lot of outfielders, but third base, man, you can really get creative with Chapman. So I like him a ton.
Other side of this one, I mean, definitely interested in the Dodgers bats here. What do you like here for the Dodgers?
Man, I'm stacking this whole Dodgers team, Stevie, and I've stacked the Dodgers every slate that I've played, Stevie. And they had this matchup with St. Louis where they just got rough pitcher after rough pitcher. St. Louis didn't have a lot of good pitchers. So sign me up here. Will Smith didn't really get going that series. It doesn't matter. You can play Ohtani. You can play Freeman. You can play Mookie Betts. You can play Muncy. Stevie, they're expensive. This is an expensive team to stack up top, but there's still some hitters. Like, you're still getting Hayward down here at 3,300. Outman at 42, he's coming down a little bit. There are some guys that you can play to, you know, relieve yourself of some of the high salary of the top of this order. And a wraparound is a good way to do it. So really like the Dodgers today, as we probably will most days against mediocre pitching.
Yes. Yeah. No other way to say it. I mean, the Dodgers are definitely going to be, just taking advantage of this. So, all right, let's play the morning grind game. Non-distracted morning grind game. Chat, wait, I love seeing people get on that live bet. Like, we got a little lucky, chat. We got a little lucky. Hamlin's tire advantage definitely wore off there when he couldn't get around Logano and, like, the only way we were going to hit that live bet was a restart. And Hamlin may or may not have jumped the restart. It looked really close. But, hey, we'll take it. 8-1 live. And yeah. Always great. Always great. So, all right. Under 8K to get 6 or more strikeouts. Who do you got today?
Give me Starman 9, man. Top of the board for me today in terms of these cheaper guys. Really like him in tournaments.
Yeah, I'll go Joe Boyle. It's more of I think that he has a little bit of upside here. If he has decent strikeout, or if he has decent control, I think he has some strikeout upside in this spot. Gill was the other one. I think Gill has some upside. It's just Arizona is a scary lineup. Oof. With right-handed pitching.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
Give me Hancock. I guess he's right at the mark.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Man, I kind of like all these guys. I mean, McKenzie is probably the guy. Like, he, yeah. I'll go McKenzie here. Over 4K to go yard. Who is hitting a yak today?
Man, Stevie, I love this spot for this team. Give me Yordan Alvarez at 5,600.
Okay. I'm with you. I like Houston a lot today. I think that is a really strong call. I got to go. I mean, I hate going all the way to the top, but Man, Aaron Judge is going yard today. I think this is a really, really strong spot for the Yankees. Under 4K to get two hits. Who's a cheap bat that you like today?
Well, Stevie, I talked about the fact that I really like Dalton Varsho today. He's 3,600. Give me Dalton Varsho against Blanco, even though I like Blanco a little bit.
It's okay to like people and still like some bats against them, too. I mean, it's baseball is fun in that aspect of things. I didn't write one of these down, so I'm just kind of like looking really quickly at some of the stacks that I really like and trying to find like a cheap bat. I mean, he's right at the number. I don't want to give him. Oh, you know, if. Yeah, I don't. All right. Sorry. Let's go to St. Louis here. We liked St. Louis quite a bit today. They have a few options down here. But give me Brennan Donovan at 3,500 to get two hits in this spot. I was going to say Gorman right at the 4K mark, but I like being under 4K. I like the Cardinals today. Stack to score six or more runs. Who do you got?
Stevie, go with my sneaky stack here, man. I know we got some what I feel like are kind of obvious ones. Give me the San Diego Padres, Stevie. I want to attack Gibson today. Love the Padres on this slate. One of my favorite stacks.
Yeah, I mean, Padres top-end stack for sure. I think that they're really interesting. I mean, I love the Yankees and the Astros today. Let's go. You took Padres. I'll go Cardinals. I'll leave off the Astros and Yankees. I like those two teams quite a bit today. All right. Let's get a player prop or pick 'em play. There's not a ton of lines out yet. Is there anything jumping off the page to you here?
I do think, that line isn't up. Listen, I'm going to go with Arizona to win this thing, the money line at plus 105. I like Gil, Stevie, and I'm with you. I think he has strikeout upside. Arizona's been hot out the gate. They're still at home. I like him a ton. I don't think they have anything out. No, they didn't give us a strikeout prop or anything like that for Paxton just yet. So I don't really see any K props or anything, but give me Arizona plus 105 at home, man. I really like this team today.
Yeah, so looking at – there's no player props out at all from what I could see here, and I'm looking in multiple places. I don't see any player props, so not going to be able to jump on any player props today. I like Cleveland money line today. I think this is a good spot for Cleveland. You can get it at minus 112, minus 110 in a couple places. I see a minus 108 on the board at Bet Rivers. So I like Cleveland money line today. I think that Cleveland wins this game over Seattle, even in Seattle. So I like that one. No props. I'll be looking at like Manaea's strikeout prop, Paxton's strikeout prop. And then like Tanner Houck or Houch, I think like I'll be looking at like what we're looking at for his like outs and stuff. So I think there's a lot of props that I'll be looking at in the morning when we start getting some player props out here. So always fun. April Fools, have fun with that. We don't play around here. I've been tilted enough on the show. Like straight tilted to okay, I guess a little okay with how it kind of came out, but I'll take the 8-1 hit. That was nice. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Negative, my brother. Glad to come on with you, and hopefully we can help people rake in a few more dollars.
Hey, we like doing that, you know, chat. We like doing that. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe. Whoa. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button over there on the Roto Grinders Morning Grind YouTube page. We got a lot of fun stuff planned this week for baseball. It is our 8th year anniversary this week, so we have a fun show planned for that. It's a smaller slate, and we're going to have a lot of fun on the show. That will be on the 4th, so the night of the 3rd, when we record that one live. highly suggest hanging out with us live, even if you don't typically hang out with us live. We're going to be, you know, maybe having a little giveaway or two on Wednesday night for that. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us live tonight. Hopefully you cash that 8-1 live bet. We got lucky and we'll take it. Hope everyone has a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow talking baseball. Good luck. We'll see you then.